So we're just coming to a place of quiet this morning. You can close your eyes or keep them open, whichever you feel most comfortable with. And allow yourself to take time from the outside to the in. And really, on the way from the outside to the in, taking the time also to really feel. So often we give ourselves instructions. Okay, now I'm going to be quiet, or now I mustn't feel bad, or all sorts of things we tell ourselves that we've got to do. So instead of that, I just invite you to start with your intention either outside the room or in the room, and bring it in gently towards yourself with the whole intention of understanding on a visceral level how it is that you are feeling this morning. What it is that you notice as you kindly and gently bring your attention towards yourself. And notice whether it feels strange that actually it's something that we don't often do. Notice if you feel calm or if you feel agitated. Notice if you feel frightened by this process or if you feel that it's welcome. And see if you can just be with whatever feeling you meet. So that means just simply breathing and acknowledging that that is how you feel. So at the moment, we are not in any way trying to change that. We're not telling ourselves it's right or wrong, it's good or bad, it needs to be different. We are just going, that's how it is it? And I can be with you in this experience. Many of us have experienced in the past that unless we are sweetness and light, that people don't want to be with us. And then we hide our real selves. And yet so often, when we really come to the nub of it, we treat ourselves the same way. So we don't want to be with ourselves unless we feel sweetness and light, unless we are comfortable, unless we're happy. And we tend to run away or block or repress or criticize or judge any other feeling. Again, I just invite you to be very consciously aware of your breath at the moment. So that we are breathing right deep into our lungs and particularly into our backs. And then we place a conscious invitation to ourselves. And I'm only suggesting one conscious invitation, and I invite you to really think what it is. What is it that you would like to invite yourself to do and to be in these next 10 minutes. For me, I would like to invite myself to be deeply present and deeply compassionate and deeply accepting. So just bring your attention to your feet on the floor, feeling your big toe, your little toe, and the heel, that sort of three points of contact. And then if you think metaphysically about feet on the floor, about what it means to really connect to the earth, to allow that contact to bring you the start of your uprightness. I know when I ski and I'm going too fast, my feet pull away from the floor habitually, and then that usually results in quite a spectacular fall. And I have to really think about staying in contact with the earth. So very often, if we're struggling with something, we pull away. We don't lean in. And then we feel the same thing with our sitting bones on the seat. So here is the base of our spine. Base of the uprightness of our torso. And again, just allowing the seat to support. And maybe even rocking a little to find, are you in balance? Are you really upright? So very often we have different twists and curves in our body that make us feel we're upright when we're not. Again, just taking the time metaphysically to think what it means to be upright in your torso, to be balanced, to be supported. And then just arriving at the lungs in the back and the front, and just breathing again deliberately. Reminding yourself there is plenty of air to be had. And as you come up to the shoulders, see how it feels to be in your shoulders. Really be aware of the width of them, how they connect to your neck, how so often at that point where the shoulders and the neck meet, we are so tight and compressed. And just breathing into that space, really inviting a space in that the place where the neck and the shoulders connect. place where we store a huge amount of stress. And allowing yourself to go up the neck. And as you go up, see if you can get that sense of the space between each vertebra and the neck. The neck is a fairly small, narrow structure that is supporting this weight of 5 kilograms. And because we so often don't hold our heads in balance, it produces a lot more force on the neck, and so often we feel our necks are compressed or tight. So you can get that sense almost of, the picture I have at the minute is one of those big virgin balloons with a heat underneath it which takes it up. But use your own image that helps you really feel the sense of balance. And just then I had the picture of an African woman, you know, these women who carry those incredibly heavy baskets, suitcases, wood, all sorts of things on top of their heads with absolute consummate ease because they're in balance. So having that sense that right from the feet up, through the knees, the pelvis, the lower back, the lungs, the shoulders, the neck and the head, we are in balance, and that we can take less strain to be present. And I just want to invite you to think about, as we've been meeting ourselves this morning, identity, the word identity, what does it mean to be truly, honestly you? To be you in all your facets, what you would call and what others might call your strengths and your weaknesses, your light side and your dark side. And I heard a wonderful quote of the fact that our weaknesses are very often just our strengths, but a little bit too much and a little bit out of control. So what would it mean for you to be really meeting with your whole self and bringing your whole self into your daily life, into your relationships? Into your work. First, taking notice of what we hide from ourselves and from others. And just see in this next moment or two if you can really meet with compassion your whole self. And then just take your awareness from yourself out into the room. And see how it feels to intentionally meet one another's whole selves with our whole selves, whether that's scary or feels welcome. Just that sense that we are all made up of light and dark. And if we could bring all of ourselves to meet one another, how would that be? And then when you're ready, just gently bring back your attention quietly, slowly to yourself, to your body, through the head, down the spine, through the lungs, down into the pelvis, the knees, and the feet. And then bring your attention back into the room.